Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air.
So SCOPA sat with the Auditor General and they were reporting on their audit outcomes of the National Lotteries Commission, and they were specifically looking at 2023-2024. That obviously was until March 2024. On the line with us is SCOPA Chair Songezo Zibi. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pinamada, and thank you very much for having me on.
We have to talk about this entity, because much as sometimes every now and then you look at the billboards and it says 59 million up for grabs, and people get excited and get excited and go and, you know, place their bets. There's a huge part of their work that is also very, very important, where they are supposed to be supporting good causes and the like, and worthy causes. And they have been found wanting, for lack of a better word, for a while, and how they manage that process.
Yeah, look, I mean, the first thing that I want to say is for listeners, because I always worry about not misleading the public. Mm. So Parliament gets these updates really late. Mm. So the financial year ends on the 31st of March, and then the Auditor General begins the audit thereafter. Parliament only gets to get the audit outcomes either very late in the year or the following year. So today we were talking about the outcomes of the year that ended on the 31st of March last year.
Mm.
And what the Auditor General explained to us is that the situation there was so bad that in fixing some of the financial reporting issues, they were discovering new stuff that had not been apparent in years before. So the picture looks particularly bad because stuff that was hidden in the woodworks is now becoming apparent, right?
Yeah.
And one of the outcomes of that is that the disbursements or the distribution of money to beneficiaries, to, you know, charity organizations and community organizations, effectively stopped because the system for doing so was so broken.
Yeah.
And they had to, like, have about R1 billion that they didn't spend as a result. So the situation was quite messy, but it was very helpful in helping us establish a baseline for when they come to see us and update us.
You know, you obviously speak to their qualified audits and that it's been messy. And I want it very hard to be optimistic. So there are slight improvements from 2022, 2023 to this year, 2023, 2024, obviously the previous year, in the sense that, for instance, before that, they didn't really have, you know, they were not going out to look at the site, for argument's sake. When someone said, I'm going to be doing this at a particular spot, now they're doing that. But the horror is what they're finding at some of these sites. You know, much as they are now going out, but, you know, for instance, I think there's one site where there was supposed to be a sports complex, and it's a dump site. So that sports complex doesn't even exist.
Yeah, so what would happen is that you would get incidents like that where they don't do what in banking is called KYC, know your customer, which is, we want to see your premises. We want to see that you're operating. We want to understand your customers. If you've got 30 employees, are they really there? Are you doing business and so on? So somebody visits you to kick the tires and check. They didn't do any of that. In some instances previously, somebody would say, I'm doing a project in, let's say, in Naledi, but actually they're not there, they're in Krugersdorp. So the whole thing was done for the purposes of just securing the money. Otherwise, the project is not where it's supposed to be, or the person is not located where they're supposed to be, and that sort of thing. They also didn't have standard operating procedures for doing certain things. So visiting a site would be a standard operating procedure. It's not there. finally there would be the requirements for getting money are these five things. The party meets two and they still get the money, or somebody asks for 10 million they get 15. So the situation has been messier, and the Auditor General has to say, even though there is a new board, you're supposed to disburse X amount of money, you haven't.
Yeah.
And that's an underperformance, even if your reasons are understandable, as it were.
Yes.
But you should have disbursed it. Now it must go back to Treasury because
you
didn't use it.
Yeah, and that's where I wanted to go. That for me... It feels like we're moving in the right direction, albeit quite slow, but at the same time moving backwards, because here we are now where, yes, there are now policies to look at how do we evaluate someone that is asking for a grant. But in the interim, no money has been dispersed. Hundreds of people who've actually asked for this grant have not received a cent. Therefore, some programs are delayed or some have actually completely stopped. How far are we in correcting some of these things? As we correct policy, how far are we operationally in speeding up the processes of just getting to do the work?
But people, we will know this when the board of the National Lotteries Commission comes to the committee.
Mm.
So to close this gap, the reason we're getting this report now, tomorrow we will send a letter to invite the National Lotteries Commission. We've already notified them of the date, but we will then say to them, please tell us what you've done since the audit was completed.
Mm.
These are the issues the Auditor General has told us are not going well. They've told us you're improving this, etc., etc. Please provide us with an update. We know how bad it is. What we want to know from you is how much progress have you made? What will we then see in the next period? So in a way, we now have half the story.
Yeah.
The board has to come to us and tell us, don't worry, this year we will disperse all the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's a story we want to hear. And everybody that gets the money will be the right person in the right place. We'll have checked all of them, etc., etc. Then when we get the next audit, we now know things are going well or not. And we will have the Auditor General there to confirm whether the board is telling us the truth or not.
And this time lapse that you're concerned about, you know, can we do something to sort of be, and I know these are some of the steps that you're taking as SCOPA, but just to make sure that that oversight role is just maybe closer to the action on the ground.
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that there is nothing stopping the committee from saying, tell us how you're doing, even before getting the audit. There are even what we call live audits, where we can ask the Auditor General to just go and verify certain things, even though the official audit hasn't started, to make sure that what management is telling us is true, right? So we are able to do that to plug the gap in between. Otherwise, the procedure is you wait for the financial year to end. So even if we wanted the 2024-25 audit, we can't get it because they're still busy with it. They can only complete it at the end of July. And then after that, they will present it to the board, then to the minister, and then eventually to the portfolio committee, and then it comes to us, which takes too long. But we've devised a mechanism for closing the gap, which is after 6 months, tell us how it's going on specific things that the Auditor General said you must do. And we're going to ask the Auditor General to verify just those specific things so that we can see that things are improving for real.
Appreciate your time this evening, and thank you so much for making time for us. The SCOPA chairperson, Songhe Zozibi, there just giving us an update on the Auditor General's report on the National Lotteries Commission. And obviously, as you said, you know, there's always going to be a time lapse there. But they were specifically looking at the period 2022 to 2024, ending March of 2024. And yeah, I think what they're trying to do there in closing the gap, that time frame, I think hopefully will somehow assist in approving things there at the National Lotteries Commission.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.